healthcare is expensive. Aside from rising premiums, it's hard to figure out what a procedure will cost before you get it. New York State has a law in place to create a price database, but some are worried the final product won't be useful to consumers. With a look at healthcare, WSKG's Brett Jaspers continues the series, Upstate Money Pressures, Voters Weigh In.
Vanessa Rodriguez of the Binghamton area is happy with her health insurance, but one thing she's not thrilled about is that it's not always clear what she owes when she goes to the doctor.
I think what's happened a few times in my case, I've gotten my doctor's office will send a lab away and then find out that the lab was not covered under my insurance.
The same goes for Barbara Johnston from Rochester.
There's often surprises, supposedly preventive appointments are covered, but there's always charges for the different tests that you need to take on your way out of the doctor's office.
Joseph Clark of the Buffalo area says he knows what he owes because he's very familiar with his own policy.
Well, you hear stories about people not being covered for things they thought they were covered for, or for copays that they didn't understand. So it's really important to be familiar with your policy.
But understanding your policy sometimes isn't enough.
There's still not a lot of clarity on what those prices are and how they vary regionally or by facility.
Joe Porter with the University of New Hampshire knows a lot about what are called all-payer claims databases. It's a database with healthcare price information. Several states already have them, and New York is about to build one. It could potentially be a big help for patients looking to comparison shop, and also be a way for researchers to know where healthcare spending is ballooning.
And that kind of transparency and clarity is necessary to figure out what the fixes are. And so this is really a foundational step or a tool in the toolbox to get to that fix.
Porter has consulted with New York on its forthcoming database, but others say it's not totally clear if the database will eventually be useful for consumers. Elizabeth Benjamin is with Community Service Society of New York, which advocates for people with low incomes. She thinks it's a problem that the proposed regulations say data may be used for a public website. May does not mean will.
If it may be, then lots of data can continue to be a secret. Right now, in New York State, if you go to a hospital, even though legally you're supposed to be able to access how much it costs, you can't.
Benjamin's group also wants more data collection on things like race and ethnicity, and more representation for consumer advocates on the advisory group for the database. To get these things, the proposed regulations would have to be revised. The All-Payer Database Office did not respond to follow-up requests for an interview. Daniel Rosen of Rochester thinks getting detailed price information would require a mandate.
I think it's very hard. It's going to require regulation. I don't think that anyone's going to opt in. If I can charge you $10,000 to remove a fingernail, then there's zero incentive for me to have to disclose that up front. That's the kind of thing that needs to be mandated.
And publicizing a price database would also be a state responsibility. Vanessa Rodriguez has an idea. Put a link to the state's database at the online portal you use for your insurer or doctor.
The more steps you add, the less people are going to go and search for information. But if it's at their fingertips already and it's something that they're checking anyway, then it's more likely to be used.
The public comment period on the price database ended in mid-October. New Yorkers now wait for the final regulations to come out. In Binghamton, I'm Brett Jaspers.